Hi, I'm Dr. Joyce Starr, and welcome to Rights Radio, brought to you by RightsRadio.com, StarPublications.com, and StarPublishing.com. That's Star with two R's. Today's show focuses on words of wisdom to help you smile your way through the holiday. The first four are from Jane Seabrook, an illustrator and designer who lives in New Zealand. You can't be young forever, but you can be a mature for the rest of your life. I would be unstoppable if I could just get going. If there's no chocolate in heaven, I'm not going. I live in my own little world, but it's okay. They know me here. Nothing is worse than that moment during an argument when you realize you're wrong. MapQuest needs to start the directions on number 5. I'm pretty sure I know how to get out of my neighborhood. Bad decisions make good stories. You never know when it will strike, but there comes a moment at work when you know you aren't going to do anything productive for the rest of the day. Can we all just agree to ignore whatever comes after Blu-ray? I don't want to have to restart my collection again. I'm always slightly terrified when I exit out of Word and it asks me if I want to save any changes to my 10-page technical report that I swear I did not make any changes to. I keep some people's phone numbers in my phone just so I know not to answer when they call. A penny saved is a government oversight. The older you get, the tougher it is to lose weight, because by then, your body and your fat have gotten to be really good friends. The easiest way to find something lost around the house is to buy a replacement. He who hesitates is probably right. If you can smile when things go wrong, you have someone in mind to blame. The sole purpose of a child's middle name is so that he can tell when he's really in trouble. Did you ever notice that when you put the two words together, the and IRS, it spells theirs? Eventually you'll reach a point when you stop lying about your age and start bragging about it. When you're dissatisfied and would like to go back to your youth, think of algebra. Kalulu is a low-cost South African airline that doesn't take itself too seriously. Here are some real-life examples that have been heard, reported, or stolen from other airlines. Pilot, weather at our destination is 50 degrees with some broken clouds, but we'll try having them fixed before we arrive. Thank you, and remember, nobody loves you or your money more than Kalulu Airlines. On a Kalulu flight, there's no assigned seating. You just sit where you want. Passengers were having a hard time choosing a seat when a flight attendant announced, "People! We're not picking out furniture here. Find a seat and get in it." On another flight, the pilot said, "Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached cruising altitude and will be turning down the cabin lights. This is for your comfort and to enhance the appearance of your flight attendants." Upon landing, a flight attendant said, "Please be sure to take all of your belongings. If you're going to leave anything, please make sure it's something we'd like to have." Flight attendant, "There may be 50 ways to leave your lover, but there are only 4 ways out of this airplane." Flight attendant, "Thank you for flying Kalulu. We hope you enjoyed giving us the business as much as we enjoyed taking you for a ride." Another flight attendant's comment on a less than perfect landing, "We ask you to please remain seated as Captain Kangaroo bounces us to the terminal." An airline pilot wrote that on a particular flight he'd hammered his ship into the runway really hard. Finally, everyone had gotten off except for a little old lady walking with a cane. She said, "Sir, do you mind if I ask you a question?" "Why, no, ma'am," said the pilot. "What is it?" The little old lady said, "Did we land or were we shot down?" Part of a flight attendant's arrival announcement. "We'd like to thank you folks for flying with us today. And the next time you get the insane urge to go blasting through the skies in a pressurized metal tube, we hope you'll think of Kalulu Airlines." And this is Dr. Joyce Starr with Rights Radio wishing you a happy holiday season. Bye-bye.